It's time again for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again by reporter Sean Gorman. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, not only do you fellows at PolitiFact Virginia rate comments and statements by Virginia political figures as to their truthfulness on a scale ranging from true to false and even pants-on-fire false sometimes, but you also do a flip-o-meter occasionally just to determine whether a politician has flip-flopped on a position on a particular issue, not to speak to its truth or falsity. And then sometimes you also go back and check out our current governor's campaign promises to determine whether those promises have been fulfilled or not or are still works in progress. Your counterparts in other states do the same for their sitting governors.
Right.
And you call it the Bob-o-meter. And today we have a couple of Bob-o-meter items which were recently published in the PolitiFact Virginia column. So I want to ask you about each of those if we can.
Sure.
Well, the first involves a campaign comment or promise by Governor McDonnell when he was running for governor back in 2009. He said, quote, "We will increase resources for the Commonwealth's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit." Did he do it?
Well, that unit within the State Attorney General's office investigates insurance fraud against Medicaid. That's the health care program for the needy that's funded by the state and federal government. Now, in the 2008 fiscal year, back when McDonnell was Attorney General, the fraud unit collected its largest criminal and civil recoveries of just over $540 million for the federal and state governments. Now, much of that came from a settlement with Purdue Frederick, the maker of the painkiller OxyContin. Now, when McDonnell became governor in January 2010, the unit had 52 employees. Now, the staff has since increased to 83 workers in the current budget. Now, the federal government pays for 75% of the cost of the unit, while the state pays the rest. Now, McDonnell is using money from the federal government's $600 million OxyContin settlement to pay for Virginia's share of the expansion. Now, Virginia received a $600 million slice of that money, and it's set aside nearly $40 million of that for the fraud unit. So the resources for that unit have increased since McDonnell became governor, so we rate this a promise kept.
Okay. And the other was a promise he made to ensure issuance of $3 billion of delayed road bonds starting, he said, in 2010. That was made also during his 2009 campaign for governor. So you checked out to see whether that was a promise kept or not. What'd you find?
Well, in 2007, the General Assembly had approved selling those revenue bonds for transportation projects, but those sales were delayed because state transportation officials had trouble finding shovel-ready projects. Now, declining transportation revenues also raised concerns about Virginia taking on new debt. Now, since he came into office in January 2010, McDonnell has taken a number of steps to find projects and borrow money for them. He persuaded the General Assembly to speed up the sale of much of the bond package, which was originally scheduled to be issued steadily over 10 years. Now, the first $493 million in bonds were sold in May 2010, and an additional $600 million was issued in May of 2011. Now, Taylor Thornley, a spokeswoman for the governor, said bond sales of $600 million are planned for May 2012 and May 2013, and smaller sales are scheduled through 2020. Now, McDonnell also last year convinced the General Assembly to issue $1.1 billion in bonds backed by future federal transportation revenues that Virginia anticipates. Now, the first sale of those bonds, generating nearly $300 million, occurred on February 15th. Now, Thornley said more of those bonds will be issued in the next 3 years as needed to support major highway construction projects. Many Democrats say the borrowing will barely make a dent in Virginia's pressing transportation problems and that the state needs a gas tax, but McDonnell disagrees. So, the governor, true to his word, has kept the process of selling the bonds authorized in 2007, so we rate that another promise kept.
Okay. Very good. Two items from the Bob-o-meter today from the folks at PolitiFact Virginia. Thanks again to Sean Gorman. We'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you then, Wayne.